to you about the 13 Narahathiris, the clay sculpture that you see in front. But if you look closely, there are more than 13. The one extra one is the latest one in front, that is Venerable Sanghamitta, which is a different time from the Buddha. That's about more than 200 years after the Buddha. And she was King Ashoka's daughter, and she was the one who actually was Arahathiri, who was a Yamaduta, a missionary, you know, traveling from India to Sri Lanka in order to establish Bhikkhuni Sangha in Sri Lanka. So I have the statue, the latest one that I made, that the clay is mixture from Pakri, that is Nonthaburi, and the clay from Chiang Mai. The rest, all the clay from Chiang Mai, only. The one in front is mixture of Nonthaburi and Chiang Mai. The one that I would like to talk to you is about the pregnant Bhikkhuni, she's behind. She's not one of the 13, but I have made, this is the second one. The first one went to United States to a lady Zen teacher who came here, and she really fell in love with a pregnant Bhikkhuni. So she took the Bhikkhuni back to United States. I'm sorry, she passed away, and I don't know what happened to our pregnant Bhikkhuni in her place. The story behind it, I often tell this story because I was very impressed with the Buddha's kindness and compassion. This particular Bhikkhuni was ordained. She was a married woman. She was ordained, and then after some months, you know, then it started to show that she was pregnant. So her teacher drove her out. You know, she cannot be a Bhikkhuni anymore because she made a mistake. If you have sex, that's the first, in the first section of transgression. So, but she said ever since that she was ordained, she let her life pure. So she never had any sex. Nevertheless, her teacher did not trust her and drove her out. So she went to the Buddha and reported to the Buddha that ever since she became Bhikkhuni, she had led a pure life. But this is what happened, that she is pregnant now. So the Buddha must have known, of course the Buddha must have known of her sincerity. But in order for other members of the Sangha to understand, to accept, he set up a committee of Bhikkhu, Bhikkhuni, and also laymen and laywomen. On the layman side, he even invited King Kosala, Pasenti Kosala, of Kosala. And on the female side, Upasika, he invited Visakha. Visakha is known for supporting the Buddha ever since she became Buddhist when she was only 7 years old. And she came with her grandmother. So when the Buddha formed the Sangha, she knew all of them from the very beginning. So people respected her, and she became not only mother, but also grandmother. She had many children and many grandchildren. So the Buddha trusted her. And Visakha called his pregnant Bhikkhuni and talked to her in details. When were you ordained? When you were married? When was the last time that you had sex with your husband? When was the last time that you had menstruation? To realize that she was pregnant before ordination. So in this case, what to do? You see the compassion of the Buddha. The Buddha allowed her to be a Bhikkhuni, a pregnant Bhikkhuni. And then when she was close to her to deliver the baby, her pregnancy was very big. The Buddha allowed the Bhikkhuni who stayed with her to go out for alms round, to collect food, to feed this pregnant Bhikkhuni. And then when she gave birth to a son, she must breastfeed the baby, because in those days you don't have a powdered milk. So the Buddha still allowed her to feed the baby, to breastfeed the baby until the baby was 1 year old. When the baby was 1 year old, then the Buddha arranged for one of the prince to adopt the baby. So the baby was under the care of the royal family. The baby later on became a bhikkhu, and he was also enlightened. But the pregnant bhikkhuni, she was always looking after, yearning for her son, you know, just to have a glimpse of her son, wherever her son would go, you know. So this enlightened bhikkhu, who was her son, one day came by and spoke to her with a little harsh words, you know, that you have been ordained for so long, how come you still have this clinking, something like that, you know. And she felt very hurt. And feeling hurt, she could somehow disengage herself from that clinking. And eventually she also became enlightened. So the pregnant bhikkhuni reflects the compassion of the Buddha on the one hand, and also to show us how a mother clings to her son, and how eventually she herself set herself free from that clinging. It's a beautiful story. We never know her name. You know, we just call her the pregnant woman, and then we call her Abhaya Mata, you know, the mother of Abhaya. Know the son's name and say, mother of Abhaya, like that. So, ลูกแม่เล่าให้ฟังถึงภิกษุณีที่ท้องนะคะว่าเป็นความเมตตากรุณาของพระพุทธเจ้าขนาดไหนที่ให้ทั้งที่ท้องเนี่ยนะคะให้ครองจีวรไม่ได้ให้สิทธิ์เพราะเธอไม่ได้ทำผิด. So she was the first case of this pregnant woman, and after that, that's why they said that for a person who become bhikkhuni, you must have 2 years training, sikkhamana, you know, to make sure that you will not have this particular kind of obstacle. So that's why for samaneri, you have to be sikkhamana for 2 years to make sure that there will. Of course, in those days, you know, they don't have ultrasound like in the modern time. So of course, they have to be very careful, to be more careful. ไม่สามารถที่จะตรวจอุลตราซาวด์เหมือนสมัยใหม่ใช่ไหมก็ต้องดูในท้ายที่สุดแล้วคนที่จะบวชเป็นภิกษุณีเนี่ยก็ต้องให้เป็นสิกขมนาก่อนถ้าเป็นสามเณรีแล้วเป็นสิกขมนาก่อน2ปีเรียบร้อยดีปฏิบัติตามอนุธรรมได้ดีถึงจะขึ้นไปบวชเป็นภิกษุณีเป็นเรื่องราวของท่านที่พวกเราควรจะเล่าให้คนอื่นฟังได้ว่าพระเมตตาของพระพุทธเจ้าแม้ท่านอาจารย์ของท่านเองมันจับซึ่งไม่ได้ภิกษุณีท้องไม่ได้จับศึกทั้งที่นางเป็นต้นเหตุบัญญัตินะต้นเหตุบัญญัติเป็นต้นเหตุทำให้บัญญัติต้องมีการบัญญัติว่าจะต้องมีการรักษาสิกขมนาอย่างนี้มาก่อนถึงจะขึ้นมาบวชภิกษุณีได้นะคะพวกเราทุกคนจะเล่าให้